It's late in the evening. She's wondering what clothes to wear. She puts on her makeup and brushes her long blonde hair. And then she asks me, do I look all right? And I say yes, you look wonderful tonight. We go to a party.
Jim Jersey of Diamonddale, a singer and guitarist who you've been hearing throughout the course of Current State here this Friday. Every third Friday of the month from September to May, singers like Jim, guitarists, fiddlers, poets, and writers gather at East Lansing's All Saints Episcopal Church for an evening of words, music, and fellowship. The Coffee House at All Saints is a showcase for a wide range of mid-Michigan talent. It's the creation of one of our next guests, East Lansing Steve Findlay, himself a guitarist and singer. Welcome, Steve.
Thanks very much, Mark.
And Jim Jersey, we've been hearing from just a few feet away in Studio S here throughout the course of the morning. Steve, you grew up in the south side of Chicago.
That is correct.
The Beverly neighborhood, which I had never heard of before. Tell us about your musical coming of age in the south side of Chicago.
Beverly is the village in the city. That's what it's called. And I when I was in sixth grade, it was my math teacher that taught us four-part harmony. And so I've sung for 40 years in mixed groups, and I sang it all through high school, Morgan Park High School, and then at the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign. And I sing here at MSU. I've sung with Chuck Smith before, and now David Rail and the Choral Union for the last 23 years.
And so, you play guitar as well.
Play guitar as well. Yeah, I could tell you how the Coffee House started, and that would describe why my guitar.
Go ahead and tell us that.
Well, it was 2005, and All Saints Episcopal Church was going through a leadership change, and I would say it wasn't smooth necessarily, and the Coffee House was a way for people to get together and just be, have a real calm, kind time with each other. So we started it then with just parishioners, people who go to the church. But since then, it's grown significantly, and we invite people from all over Michigan to play.
Jim Jersey, how often do you perform at the Coffee House then?
I try to get there every month. We don't do it in the summertime, but every other month that we do it, I try to be there.
And how did you meet Steve?
A mutual friend. We have gatherings at all of our houses, us people that play together, and his friend Ed Baker joined us one time, and he mentioned the Coffee House, and we pursued it.
You're looking for more performers?
All the time, every time.
Yeah, you're trying to diversify the offerings at the Coffee
exactly.
House?
Exactly. I always want to be sure people from church get a chance to perform or play, because we do spoken word. People read from books and or poetry, do poetry as well. So it's a mix. It's like the old days when you used to have a coffee house where there was a mix of music and words.
We're talking with East Lansing's Steve Findlay, who is founder of the Coffee House at All Saints, along with performer Jim Jersey. Steve, what brought you to Michigan in the first place?
AT&T. I mean, I hate to say that, but actually I don't hate to say it. It's a wonderful career at AT&T. I came here in 1990, so I've been here for 23 years. And all my three girls went to East Lansing High School and off to college, not necessarily here. And then my wife's a professor up at Alma College. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And what kind of trip? Did you come from Chicago to mid-Michigan?
I did, yes. Okay. I had worked downtown for 7 years and enjoyed that traffic, but then moved to mid-Michigan and found out how nice it could be.
Jim Jersey, do you perform your own material? I mean, the last couple, I noticed Don McLean and I noticed Eric Clapton in there, the last the last two, but the first two I was less familiar with. Do you play your own? Do you write your own songs?
Unfortunately, I don't have that talent. I do have the talent of picking really good songs to sing.
Okay. Who were the first? What were the first couple of songs that you played? Because I did not recognize.
Tom Paxton was one of them, I think.
Tom Paxton.
Tom Paxton and Rodney Crowell,
who used to be
Johnny Cash's son-in-law at one time.
Tom Paxton was a guest on Current State here not too awful long ago.
Master.
Yeah. Now, Steve, do you ever perform yourself at the coffee house?
I do. What I do is MC the night. So it includes, I try to put an email out ahead of time to people I know that perform, and that list grows all the time, and see if they would like to, just so I have an idea. It's sort of an open mic type night. Anyone can come and perform. We're a gracious audience. We're great for people of all levels of performance. We do have professionals come and play, and sometimes, there's no fee. It's a free night. So they come because they want to try out a new song, good audience. And others come or play because it's something new for them. And I think we have a gracious and supportive audience, and I've seen people grow. I've seen young people play. Tonight we'll have a couple of, I'll say kids, they're 17, they probably hate that, from Okemos High School that are playing, and they're really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Pride and Kendall Casellas. And Kendall played at, I think you've had Smitty Smith in here before.
We sure have,
and
the Pump House.
Pump House. Well, yeah. She played at the Pump Stock last summer. So, we get people from all different kinds.
And the inspiration, again, were you actively trying to recreate that historic coffee house type a vibe that I think we associated with the 50s and 60s, to tell you the truth? Was that in your head when you pursued
this? Well, I've been involved in the community musically for a long time, so there's, the 10-pound fiddle and Pump House and jamming around with Jamie Sue Seale also, who's a promoter for 10-pound fiddle right now, and Sally Potter. You know these names. A new one, Lake House Murphy, Cheryl Murphy, a professor here of natural resources at MSU, does a series at her house, Lake House, up by Park Lake. And these are all wonderful places, but they're all professional. And the coffee house at All Saints is not. So it's a little different, but we all, we all know each other and we all support each other. So I didn't try to recreate what they do. I think ours is more for amateurs, really, and people that enjoy playing, and gives new people who haven't really performed before a chance.
Back in 1990, did you have a particular response to what was going on here musically in the Lansing area? Did you feel there was too little going on? What did you make of that?
Well, coming from Chicago, it was the lack of restaurants that got me first, but that's changed over time. But musically, where else can you sit 10th row center at the Wharton and see a Broadway play? I mean, I could never do that in Chicago. The ability, and when I hear people say they live around here and they're new, there's nothing to do, I said, oh my gosh, what? I can't get to all the things that are around going on in this community. And musically, here, I saw the 10-pound fiddle was my first introduction to what was going on. And then immediately the Ark. The Ark in Ann Arbor is an amazing place. And my wife and I give each other a Christmas present and go to the Ann Arbor Folk Festival every year.
Jim Jersey, how long have you been playing guitar?
I've been playing since I was 20, so that would be 52 years.
Wow, fantastic. You perform with others? You're part of a group? Or are you basically a solo act?
Usually when I perform, it's solo.
Okay.
There is a group of friends we play together. Though we used to do coffee houses also in Grand Ledge at St. Michael's.
Did you ever? I don't know of a single guitarist who hasn't dreamed of being a songwriter, though. Are you saying you've never even tried it, or?
I modified a couple of songs to fit the situation. That's as close as I got.
Okay.
Me too.
But yes, it is. It would be a dream, but it's just not there.
Why? I think I know what you're talking about. It seems like, if you have enough respect for other people's material, and we've all been impacted by other people's stuff, it's a bit daunting to even think about that.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, we have a very good friend that plays at the coffee houses too that does all of his own material, and maybe someday you'll get to hear, come out tonight, maybe, I don't know.
Tell us about your instrument there. You're playing an Epiphone.
Yeah, this is the latest addition to my fleet. This is what I call the affordable version of the Gibson J200. it's the J200, only it's made by Epiphone, which is a part of the Gibson company. And it certainly plays well enough for me, and it's a heck of a lot cheaper than the Gibson J200 by about, it's about 10% of the price of the Gibson.
So you J200. First started strumming guitar in 1961, if I've done
thereabouts,
my math correct.
I got a Sears and Roebuck Silvertone, $32 plus tax, gift for Christmas. And I had, of course, gotten hooked on the Kingston Trio, and that's what I wanted to do. And so that's what I started playing on. And off and on, I've been pretty active. Sometimes you get a period of time where you let it go. But I met some friends a while ago, and we started playing a lot and doing those coffee houses. And then I started doing gigs, and which are hard to come by now because there just doesn't seem to be a market for broken-down old folk singers.
But pretty rewarding when you do. I mean,
absolutely. Yeah. And what I love coffee house type venues because people listen.
Yeah, sure.
And these songs need to be listened to.
Yeah. Remind us once again, Steve Findlay, of where and when the coffee house at All Saints takes place.
It happens the third Friday of the month, and it happens at 800 at All Saints Episcopal Church, 800 Abbott Road in East Lansing. Starts at 7:30 and it ends at 9:30. It's free. You can bring a snack and a drink. We share all that stuff, and we look forward to seeing you tonight.
Very good. The Coffee House at All Saints in East Lansing. Jim Jersey's going to take us out with a song here today. This is a song about a dad, Jim.
It's called I Brought My Father With Me by Michael Peter Smith, who is one of the great singer-songwriters. It was requested by Peter Wharf. He heard me do it at a coffee house one time. So we're going to try and do that, but I'm going to need a quick throat clear.
Okay, not a problem. That is going around. Steve Findlay, we want to thank you, and let's listen to Jim Jersey.
I brought my father with me. I hope that you don't mind. I couldn't find it in me to make him stay behind. Tonight the snow has fallen. The trees are white and old. The heavy branches bending. Can we come in from the cold? I brought my father with me, though it's been many years since he'd go down to Dolan's for a shot and a couple of beers.
That's our show for today. We're glad you could join us. I'm Mark Bayshore. Thanks for listening to Current State on WKAR.
Now I take my father with me. Turnabout's fair play.